From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday, left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least 7 people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban claims responsibility. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell more than 3% at one point before recovering significantly by the close. Stocks in Germany, France, and Britain dropped. Scott Schilati, the vice president of Alpha Modus, blames low oil prices.
The story is, yes, we've seen oil plummet, but the real story is we're probably going to see these low prices longer than you thought. So lower for longer, just like interest rates, is really the story out there.
Scott Schilati. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition there to begin talking. It is the second time the Security Council has sent someone to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is part of the delegation.
We will come in and throw our weight behind accelerated mediation of the kind that should have taken place over these many months, over the enhanced deployment of a UN presence.
The election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition says its airstrike hit an Islamic State cash collection point this week near Mosul, destroying money the jihadists were using to pay their fighters. The coalition spokesman, U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, said that Monday's attack was the second strike in Mosul against Islamic State financial targets in as many weeks. He said Monday's raid resulted in some civilian casualties. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Switzerland Wednesday. Kerry pressed Russia to use its influence to get Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to allow humanitarian aid to all Syrians in need. The meeting took place at a time of heightened concern that Monday's scheduled start of the United Nations-mediated talks on a political transition in Syria is in jeopardy. There is widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in the talks. Legislation restricting America's acceptance of refugees from Syria and Iraq failed in the Senate Wednesday. The vote came after a passionate debate about U.S. security needs and the nation's long history as a destination for the oppressed. The latest opinion poll released by Research World International shows incumbent Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni of the ruling National Resistance Movement likely to win February 18th's presidential election with some 51% of the vote. Kizza Besigye of the main opposition Forum for Democratic Change comes in second with 32%. Independent and former Prime Minister Patrick Amana M. Babazi is third with 12%. Turkey's president says the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, will be liquidated. That rules out any further talks with the organization, as we hear from Dorian Jones.
Speaking to village representatives, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan ruled out any return to peace efforts with the PKK Kurdish rebel group.
Bunun için önümüzdeki süreçte...
Erdogan said neither the separatist terror organization, nor the party under its control, nor other Kurdish structures will ever be accepted as a counterpart. He said the time for negotiating is over. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch was questioned sharply Wednesday on the issue of gun control by the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. Citing the system of checks and balances, Senator Richard Shelby questioned President Barack Obama's use of executive orders to institute new gun laws. Lynch responded that the president has the authority to issue the actions. One of the scientists responsible for demoting Pluto in our solar system thinks he may have found a replacement. California Institute of Technology astronomers Mike Brown and Constantine Butkin say they are convinced they have found a giant planet out in the farthest reaches of the sun's gravitational reach. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.